So again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Certainly a tough one, as Coach Gattuso touched on for you guys on Saturday, at 35-34 loss to a very good Elon team. As you've gone back and looked at it, just give me your comments on your team's play.
You know, I mean, it was a tough one, a real tough loss. You know, I thought that we played, you know, extremely well offensively, you know, particularly in the first half, came out to a good start, did some really good things there, and we had, you know, the same kind of productivity available on the field in the second half. We weren't able to convert as much and didn't get the points on the board that were necessary. I felt, you know, defensively, you know, the big plays are just, you know, backbreaking in terms of what we're giving up, and they're correctable and need to be played better. So, I mean, I think those things were really, detrimental to the outcome of the game. It really shouldn't have been, you know, down to the wire like that if we just able to keep the ball inside and in front of us at times. But they got a couple of big explosions over the top, didn't tackle extremely well. And then, you know, I thought our special teams were solid, you know, went down. I mean, the punt return was a huge play. And, you know, we, battled our tails off and, you know, unfortunately just another tough loss. But, you know, we got a rebound versus a very, you know, good Albany team that's smarting as well. And we'll get ready to go play.
I know you well enough to know you're not an excuse guy by any means, but what's the message to your team, and what was the message afterwards in a game, again, against a nationally ranked team where you guys go head-to-head and come up a little short? What's the message to try to keep those guys moving forward and their heads up?
Well, I mean, there is no choice, you know, other than to move forward. You've got a next week available. You know, the message was not, you know, an immediate thing that comes to you right after a tough loss like that. I mean, our guys, know that we're right there with everybody that we play, ranked or not ranked. So, I mean, they don't look at it had we been able to finish the thing out and beaten Elon, it would have been just great to get the W and not making a huge deal of it being beaten number 14 or 15. You know, because I think when we walk out on the field and we start competing, we recognize we're, you know, equally as talented, and we just got to go play complete football games, you know. And so, you know, the message was, as it always is to protect the privilege by making good decisions off the field on Saturday night and then get back to work yesterday, which they came back with a good attitude. But, it was a tough pill to swallow for everybody. So it was, you know, just an unbelievable day here at Meade. You know, we had 7,200 people in the stands. It was a great afternoon. It was a great football game to watch. Just disappointed we couldn't finish it off, and our kids were equally as disappointed. But we've been resilient. We will continue to be, and we'll get ready to go play Albany this weekend.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. I know he'd like to have that last pass back, but Juwan Lawson in his first career start, awful good day, 20 for 34, 252 and two touchdowns, and also a team-high 80 yards on the ground. Talk about his day.
You know, it was his first start. You know, we felt that he'd earned the opportunity to do so and did a really good job. You know, he was efficient. He threw the ball around. He had a couple of, you know, drops on him in the second half that would have been critical first downs for us that would have helped our performance. But, you don't put anything on it. The reason we were in that position to get an opportunity to win it was because of him, and that's where we decided to keep the ball. And, you know, Elon came up with a play, and we take it as a team. It's not one individual, but I think the kid's competitive. He got some mobility. He can throw the football. Man, he's a great teammate and a great leader. So, you know, it's a tough way to finish a good day for him. But, and he was absolutely devastated, as you would imagine. But, you know, everybody's got to go through it. The only way not to, in a position to feel the highs and the lows is just not to play, and he's a competitor, and he'll be back ready to rock and roll this week.
You touched on it a little bit in your opening comments, but certainly a huge play from your freshman Matt Pyers, 90-yard punt return that gave you the lead there late in the third quarter. Just a freshman and set the program record on that play. Talk about his ability to do that and what you like about him.
Well, you know, we started off with Aaron back there. Aaron had been a punt returner for us last year, Aaron Parker, and we started off with him, and we had Matt, who we felt really caught the ball well and made good decisions. And, you know, he's gotten enough, you know, wiggle and shake to, you know, be able to make a guy miss. And, you know, we had been heavily due to the, you know, until we had his development up, we've been, you know, heavily involved in the pressure aspect of punt, and we took a couple of tough shots, you know, with some, you know, roughing the punters, and we emphasized like heck the return component this past week. You know, Matty was really recipient of 10 other guys who were really busting their tail on that snap, and, you know, they did a great job holding up, and in punt return, you know, if you can get them held up at the line of scrimmage, then you got an opportunity to get a catch and a run. Matt, you know, caught it, you know, made the first guy miss, and then he wiggled his way through the traffic and, you know, didn't know he had the burst at the end to finish it up, but it was really good to see, and there was a great tribute to the whole unit in terms of the effort they put in, and a tribute to Matt, because, you know, he had some tough sun to deal with and ended up having a couple of bobbles earlier in the game, but he stayed in it and got us a huge play that was, you know, very memorable.
Defensively, probably not the day that you were not wanted, but facing a freshman quarterback in Davis Teak who was able to throw for 300 yards, what impressed you about him for being such a young quarterback?
He's a good player. I mean, I knew it going in. I thought, you know, he's poised, he's competitive, he, you know, delivers the ball, you know, with accuracy. You know, I mean, you know, he was, you know, they went after, you know, some weaknesses they saw on tape, and they were able to capitalize it. So, I mean, you get 300, you got some chunks in there. There was a couple of huge explosions that we gave up on double moves that, you know, added to his numbers. But, you know, he got the ball where it needed to be, those receivers, and made it. You know, obviously you always look at it from both sides, and, you know, when you're looking at your own errors, you know, lead to some of their success. So, I mean, there's credit due to him. But there's also some deficiencies on our part that we need to correct. But he's going to be a good player, and Sig knows that. And obviously, and the kid's been doing a good job and is running a 6-1 football team right now. So he's a good player.
As is normally the case in the CAA, it doesn't get any easier this Saturday facing a UAlbany team that also has dropped some close ones, but especially stout on the defensive side of the ball. What are some of the keys for your team as you prepare for them?
Well, you know, number one is you put last week behind you. Number two is you have a great week of preparation. All of our games with Albany since I've been here have been, you know, very close football games that they've been able to take advantage of, you know, us and get the W's in the first, you know, three meetings. You know, they've got a defense that plays very clean. They execute and they play hard, and, you know, Greg's always talking about that, and I concur. I mean, they're a good, solid unit, and they play hard, and they play well together. Offensively, they continue to grow. You know, you sit there and you look at some of the games that have been low-scoring, and then you look at the Richmond game where they exploded a little bit. I think they've got dangerous receivers. The quarterback's getting better. Mofar's a good player. Their offensive line is playing solid, and, you know, I think it's going to be you're on the road. You're already 7 points down. We're going to have to go in and play extremely well, and hopefully we can, you know, move the sticks, you know, consistently against them. That's the key, really. I mean, you know, because they don't give up a lot of big plays, and we certainly are recipient of a number of them. You know, we're going to have to play extremely well on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game, as we need to every week, and go down and compete for 60 minutes and go ahead. And I think the hungriest, angriest team will probably win this one.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for the time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks, bud.
Thank you.